Chapter 2 In the Lion's Den. Alexander had been frequently told he had a standing invitation to walk into the potter's house. They would, they said, turn him out unscrupulously if he wasn't wanted. They never had turned him out, and he had never felt quite wanted, but always as though he was interrupting some closed and peremptory family process. He was afraid of homes and families, and treated them with exaggerated respect. His own parents kept a small hotel in Weymouth, in and out of which he, an only child, had wandered at his own times, never at least accused of treating his home as a hotel, since that was what it was. The back door opened into the kitchen, where Winifred stood at the sink. She held out her arms to Marcus, who avoided them, and invited Alexander to supper, which they were just, she said, going to have. It would easily stretch to one more. Alexander would find them all in the sitting-room. She rose, rigid and uncurving, through layers of lisle stocking, grey skirt, limp, flowered overall, to a heavy crown of greying, blonde, plaited hair, its severity mitigated by a fuzz of flying split ends which gathered a haze of light about it. She looked like a Victorian image of an exhausted Scandinavian goddess, and had the straight Danish nose and close eyes of many indigenous North Yorkshire people. She had, too, a judging expression, but Alexander could not remember her saying anything that was not primary conciliatory. She said, in fact, very little. Her accent was pronouncedly Yorkshire. Alexander had known her for at least a year before he had discovered she had a Leeds degree in English. Bill and his daughters sat in silence. Their sitting-room was the kind of room in which Alexander imagined most Englishmen lived, although he had been into very few like it. It was small and contained too much furniture. A three-piece suite.